Yes, it's a Monday, so yes, we go straight to the source. Brad Bollinger is here from the North Bay Business Journal. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, KSRO. How's it going this morning?
So far, so good, and I guess the same can be said for ConnaCon.
Yes.
Over the weekend, and so many interesting things about the business folks getting together for this particular event. One of the things that I thought was so important was that they had some panels and some areas where they just talked about employment law in the marijuana industry.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This big conference brought together a lot of vendors and a lot of products. And on May 9th, that's pretty much what we're going
to be talking about at
our conference on the morning of May 9th with our keynote, Lori Ajax, who runs the cannabis medical regulatory agency in Sacramento, and is going to have a lot to do with the recreational side as well. So, you know, it's we're ramping up a whole new industry, and there's really very little in place, not just in employment law, which is there are a lot of uncertainties in that,
yep,
but in municipal regulation and everything else you can think of. So we're looking forward to that. So, but you can tell how the level of interest there is by the number of people that turned out for this event over the weekend.
Brad, we've been talking about it all morning long, and you guys are heavily featuring it in the North Bay Business Journal. The North Bay unemployment numbers are great news.
Yeah, it's 3.6%, which is, you know, they say full employment is 5. You know, in the last 25 or 30 years, it's only been at that level, you know, one or two times. So what that says is if you're an employer and you're looking for talent, you've got to, you've got a lot of competition, so you want to make sure that you, are able to act and don't, you know, if you do have an opening, you don't want to waste a lot of time. But at the same time, you want to remain selective. You know, it's kind of interesting, I've found, because I've had a couple of positions at the Journal to fill, and I was actually quite surprised at the level and quality of applicants. So I thought, you know, it was going to be crickets. You know, you're not going to get anything. But so there's something going on. You know, the unemployment rate is low, but there might be a mismatch between skills and the jobs that people are in. And now that things are better, they're starting to look for that dream job they've always wanted.
You know, speaking of business, Brad, I was kind of surprised and a little bit tickled over the weekend when I read the story about the new owners of the Astro Motel on Santa Rosa Avenue. Now, anybody who's lived here for any length of time knows that it has quite the storied past.
Yeah.
The Astro Motel. This is not the first time that people have tried to come in and take it over, but I heard a term for the first time I was not familiar with until over the weekend, SOFA. Huh? S-O-F-A.
South
of First Avenue, I think.
Yeah, it's a neat little spot. It's where the Spinster Sisters restaurant is, and there's a new little small boutique hotel planned in there. It's a neat little area just south of Juilliard Park.
Yeah, it's got the Naked Pig over there for a little teeny tiny restaurant, kind of a farm-to-table thing.
Yeah, it's really a fun little place. There's a couple little art studios and shops there, and so it's been kind of on the upswing. And you know, just over the weekend, I was with some friends, and they're having a wedding here a few weeks, and their out-of-town guests basically either can't find or are paying what I would consider very high rates for, you know, sort of average hotels. So what that tells me is the market, especially on a weekend, is very, very, very tight. So, you know, a hotel investment here is, I think, a good one going forward because people want to come here.
Yeah. Tell that to the people who have to drive through Sonoma every day, or trying to deal with the the coming of that particular new hotel off the plaza. Well, I guess the main running theme through all of this conversation, Brad, is that business is booming, and that that Sonoma County continues to be and become more and more of a just go-to, gotta get there destination.
Yeah, it's a great brand, and I don't want to reduce it to that, but Sonoma is just Napa is Napa. It's a world-class destination, and Sonoma is too, but it's a little more spread out, and I want to say it's a little bit funky in certain ways.
Yeah.
It's got this diversity of landscape. You've got the coast, you've got the redwoods, you've got the vineyards, you've got, the river, you've got and plus you've got some urban centers, great entertainment, so it's got a lot of things going for it, and we just get lucky enough to live here and watch it go by. So
amen to that.
Unfortunately, it's very expensive to be here and to attract people. Like we started off with, unemployment is really hard. Just lost a very good candidate because once she started looking at the rents, it was it didn't pencil out.
Yep, so. I think businesses all over Sonoma County are finding that out. Brad, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great week.
That's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.